2018's West Sound Burns Supper. We cannot wait. Saturday night, the Hilton by Doubletree in Glasgow. And even more delighted that our guest of honour joining us this year is none other than Mr. Caledonia. It's Dougie McLean. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Good to speak to you. Looking forward to Saturday?
I am looking forward to Saturday, yeah, no. It's I've got a lot on, actually, in the next 10 days, so it's a busy time.
Now, you are doing a number of Burns events sort of up and down the country. Is our national bard someone who means a lot to you?
Yeah, well, I grew up with, my mum and dad, they played a lot of music, and so I was made aware of Burns very early on in my life. And actually, over the years when I've been making the records, I've always kind of included one or two Burns songs on the records, you know. And I've made my own versions of them, which has been great, you know, because I remember we learned some in school, and they were pretty, they wasn't very attractive, but they're amazing songs and they're amazing lyrics. And so by re-looking at a few of them, you know, and with a more contemporary kind of ear, and you realise just how beautiful and how talented a writer he was, you know.
Any particular songs or pieces of prose that stand out for you?
Well, you know, they're all brilliant, you know. I mean, there's a particular song that he wrote called The Slave's Lament, and I believe it was when he saw a slave ship sitting in Dundee with the slaves kind of chained to the side of the ship. And you know, for in that time, you know, you wouldn't think of somebody writing a song about slavery, you know, because it was the 1750s or whatever it was, you know. And he was just about to head away to work in a plantation, I think, in America. So it's a fascinating song because it's a very political song, and for that time was probably very radical, you know.
Why is it you think, you know, here we are now over 200 years on since the Bard passed, and we have great events like our own and many others like it all across Ayrshire and beyond. Why do you think the legacy of Burns has kept going for so long?
I think he was just a fantastic writer, you know. He just seemed to manage, you know, songwriting is a very interesting thing because you have to kind of encapsulate or poetry in general, you know, big subjects in very small number of words, you know. And Burns seemed to just have a real knack for doing that. And I think, you know, stuff like that, good stuff like that is timeless.
Still a chance for you to come and join us at the Burns Supper on Saturday, and I'll let you know how you can get your tickets very soon. If you aren't able to join us on Saturday, though, you can see Dougie Wednesday, the 24th of January, at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow. It's part of the Celtic Connections Festival, which happens around this time every year in the city. So what can we look forward to in the Dougie McLean one-man show?
Well, it's it's just going to be me and my guitars and my songs, and it's what I've done for the last, well, it'll be my 43rd year now as a sort of troubadour, travelling folk singer. And it's just like taking what I would normally do onto a much bigger stage. You know, I've done it before, and I like to tell stories and get the audience to join in. And I'll be doing that even on the big concert hall stage, you know. And you try and make it feel like you're just sitting in your kitchen with a bunch of people, you know. And I kind of pick songs. Luckily, my songs, they're timeless. So although I've written maybe 300 songs, they're just as current today as they were, you know, over the years as I've written them, because they're more about kind of universal truths. And so I'll just pick from a selection of new, old favourites, and just have a great time with the audience.
Is that what goes through your mind when you're putting a song together, that it will have this sort of everlasting effect, if you like, it isn't going to date?
I think that's the secret of songwriting, to be honest with you, you know, is that you can write things that relate to your own experience, with maybe with a higher universal theme that is timeless, you know. And it's also kind of irrelevant of where you are, what country you're writing it in or anything. You know, the great songs have all had these fantastic universal themes, which are kind of universal truths that don't really change, you know.
So is that why do you think Caledonia, for one, obviously the most well-known, is the one that has endured so much over the years?
Yeah, I think there's something about that, you know, there's something about sense of belonging kind of encapsulated in that wee song that appeals to, you know, not just to Scots, but it's a huge song in Ireland. I perform it all across America. People love it. In Europe, people love it. And it's that kind of universal sense of belonging which was encapsulated very simply. I was very young when I wrote the song, when I was genuinely homesick. And so I think people kind of relate to that, and that's why that song kind of pushes people's buttons a bit, you know?
I always think you become a little bit more patriotic as soon as you leave Scotland, even if you're only away for a long weekend somewhere. You sort of yearn for your homeland a little bit more.
Yeah, it's that sense of belonging, you know. I mean, I yearn for this little part of Perthshire where I grew up, you know, because it's where I grew up, and it's part of me. My dad grew up here, and so I know it very well. I'm very intimate with the landscape around here, and it's the one place I've travelled for the last 40-odd years, but I always found that it's the one place where I know the climate, I know the nature. When spring comes, I know exactly what's going to happen, and it makes you feel very sort of grounded, and I think you feel kind of relaxed in that kind of place, you know, in that place you're familiar with, you know.
And you're still in the studio, you're still recording. The latest collection that's been released is New Tomorrow. And does it continue that ethos of these sort of timeless personal anecdotes, if you like?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way my songwriting's worked over the years. It's been a kind of a record. I must have about 30 now, and I remember taking all 30 CDs and when the kids were wee and saying, if you want to know your dad, go and listen to all this stuff, because it's catalogued my life. And yeah, the new one is me and my son Jamie. We did it together, and he's a brilliant musician and producer, and it has kind of songs about my grandkids and stuff and that, you know. But that's universal. The way you approach the song, it doesn't make it too kind of personal. It's more kind of a much wider way of wording it, you know.
And then you are about to release as well a collection of Robert Burns material as performed by yourself.
Yeah, well, over the years, you know, I like I said, I always sort of included, well, I didn't always include, but I included a lot of songs, Burns songs, in their records over the years. And a lot of these records now, with the advent of the streaming and stuff, they're not available anymore. So we made a collection of all the versions of Burns songs, you know, that I've done over the years, and added a few more new ones in, just to sort of put them all in the one place, you know, so that people who are interested in my approach to singing Burns songs can have can hear it, you know. And it is true. It's, you know, it's all about putting your own stamp on the songs, you know. So my version of Green Grow the Rushes now is the one that most people sing it, you know. But I remember when I was at school, you know, we were taught it, and it was a kind of Green Grow the Rushes, so, you know, it was a much more kind of jaunty kind of semi-operatic kind of thing, you know. But it actually is a lovely contemporary song, you know. So it's been a fascinating journey with Burns.
A Robert Burns collection from Dougie MacLean. You'll be able to get that by the end of the month. And this Saturday night, head to westsound.co.uk to see Dougie among our fantastic speakers and performers at the West Sound Burns Supper at the Hilton by Doubletree in Glasgow. Great to speak to you this morning, Dougie. I look forward to sharing a haggis.
I'll see you there.
With
yes.
You on...
Maybe a wee dram or two.
Indeed. We'll let you do the bit you're supposed to do first, and then we'll take care of the other thing later on.
But bye-bye.
A real pleasure, Dougie. Thank you very much, and look forward to Saturday.
Thank you.